I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, third hour, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, inside, All Rise. Oh, wait, that's later. And it's on the road, so we can't really do All Rise when the Yankees are in Cleveland, as they are to start their ALDS.
Judges' chambers don't travel.
Well, you never know. I mean, they won't have their conventional chamber set up, but it doesn't mean they can't infiltrate the courtroom, persuade a different judge.
Did you actually tell people where we are or no?
We're inside the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio.
Just making sure.
Just going to get to it. You know, the more I hear your guy, and I'm going to call him your guy because he's certainly not my guy. And since we saw you hugging your guy on national TV.
You wish he was your guy.
I really don't. I know that you think that. I'm actually happy he's not on my team.
Really?
Yeah. And the guy that I'm talking about is Tiki's guy, because I saw you guys dapping it up before the Fox game.
That's what former ballers and current ballers do.
I hear you. You and Odell Beckham Jr. I want to play something from him in a moment. Also, a little Jameis Winston and Tom Brady comparison that I think you might enjoy here. But, well, first of all, what did you say to him? Is that the first time you've actually chatted with Beckham?
No.
Have you met him before?
Absolutely. A long time ago. Okay. So he... I'm on the board of the Fresh Air Fund, as you know, here in New York, and we honor an athlete every year. So two and a half years ago, whenever it was, we honored him. So I sat with him and Heather, his mother, through this event. And this was pre, you know, like blonde wig and you know, the brand that he's building for himself. And he was great. You know, he's very chill.
Mm-hmm.
He's very understated. You know, all the antics that you see on the football field on a Sunday afternoon and, you know, how loud he is and aggressive. He's the antithesis of that when he's chilling. You know what I mean?
But to be fair, most football players are, because you almost have to be.
Well, not really.
No?
I mean, it's so far.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
You wouldn't even know, right, unless you're at a club and he's
dancing. Almost like an unrealistic contrast.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So when I saw him out there, obviously – he came with the ball high and tight. You know, that's how he was identifying me. He's like, hey, high and tight. He was miming it. And so I said, yeah, of course, you guys have done a good job with that. So I dapped him up, and then
good job. Hey, you guys have done a great job. You're 0-3.
But honestly,
you guys have done a great job.
But I gotta tell
you, lifting up your leg and peeing like a dog, like a 9-year-old. You're doing a great job, OBJ. Give me some.
But to credit to their coaching staff, they don't lose a lot of fumbles.
I'm just kidding.
Even though Gallman almost did lose one, but they didn't review it in the game. And so then Rondé came over.
Which I thought, by the way, was a mistake by Cutter.
Completely.
Didn't understand that.
Enormous
mistake. That surprised
mistake
me.
Because it was a fumble, and they had a clear recovery.
Yes.
And so that touchdown that happened, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
Okay.
But anyways, we actually were just talking about his health, right, which we actually ended up using on the broadcast because we know he compromised a little bit with his ankle.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, it hurts, but, you know, it take a couple seconds here or there, and then I feel okay. It'll hurt. But then I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so later in the game, when he hurt himself, I forget, it was down in the red zone. He caught a pass, and then he pivoted, and he was down on the ground, and he was, you know, grabbing his ankle. He limps off. Ronnie and I were like, you know what? Those things kill. We've had them before. Odell told us he'll be back. He's a gamer. And two plays later, he trots back on the field.
He's a gamer, but he's still a drama queen. The difference between him and you and Rondé,
you
may have had the same injury. You're not flailing around like, God forbid, he got shot.
BT, what position did I play?
Played running back.
Okay, what does a running back entail? What is my job? Get blasted trying to protect my quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? Catching balls out of the backfield, getting blindsided because I'm running into linebackers and toting the rock 20 times a game.
Yep.
Right? There is no diva-ness about a running back. You find me a diva running back, I'll find you a running back that's out of the league real quick.
That makes sense.
Right?
That makes sense.
Wide receivers, however, are always divas. If you're a good one, you're a diva.
But seriously,
tell me one that's not.
Well, you played with one. Now, he wasn't quite that level. Amani Toomer wasn't a diva.
I mean, elite. Amani, it's just crazy.
I mean, Amani was good, but Amani wasn't Randy Moss good.
Obviously. Someone asked me this, and I knew it, but it just doesn't stick in the top of my head because he was so good for us.
Mm-hmm.
He never made a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I would have thought he may have made one.
Amani
I wouldn't have associated
never
with
made
him
a Pro Bowl. And
but it was a different league. You guys didn't throw it as much.
True.
I mean, you were so.
Oh, dude, we
totally took away so many
30,
touches,
35 yeah. touch times a game.
Yeah, it was different.
Guaranteed.
I would have thought maybe he would have had one Pro Bowl. I mean, he was a hell of a pro, though. But I mean, you're telling me that there's no. I mean, not every receiver's like that. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald.
He is maybe the lone exception.
Now, yeah. I want to make sure I don't miss
of
any.
The
elite, there's no way.
Of the elite
there's no
guys.
Way. No, that's not. He's not the exception.
Larry Fitzgerald?
I mean, meaning, no, he's certainly the. He's a great
you
illustration
can,
of
can,
what a non-diva is. But
can,
there's other guys
can,
that
you,
aren't divas.
You can name a bunch of them that are.
Let me see. Well, of course you can, but I want to make sure I don't miss anybody here. So
Antonio
look up
Brown is.
Well, of course.
Yeah, Odell is.
All right.
Julio probably is not, but Julio keeps getting hurt.
Oh, Julio Jones doesn't say a word.
A.J.
Green doesn't say a word. Two of the five best receivers.
He's got to stay healthy.
Oh, but that's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. Two of the five best receivers in football, and I would probably say two of the three or four best receivers in football are a real throwback in terms of being humble. And mm-hmm. I just mentioned A.J. Green and Julio Jones. You don't even know that they're on the field.
Mm.
Who'd you say, D-Cell?
Sometimes that's not a good thing either.
Jordy Nelson. I don't think Jordy's one of the top five, but he's obviously really, really good. I'm looking at the stats now. Now, this is just this year. It's a small sample. Stephon Diggs, very quiet. We had him on the show. Thielen, obviously Vikings. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's good, but he's let's not get nuts here. Keenan Allen.
These guys got to be superstars now, by the way.
Okay, so how about I'll go back to last year's number, so in totality. Just don't want to miss anybody. It's
okay.
The only reason I'm referencing the stats. Okay. So these are the top 10 receivers in your. You tell me the stat you want me to focus on. Yards, touchdowns, or average?
Superstar status is
or
what
receptions.
I'm looking at. Superstar status is what I'm looking for.
Okay, but give me a parameter. Total catches, total yards, or touchdowns from last year?
Because
that'll
yards.
At least give me total yards.
Yards.
That's what I would probably do that as well. Okay, you ready? T.Y. Hilton, number one. Very quiet player. Pretty quiet. Certainly not a diva. Number two, Julio Jones, not a diva. Mm-hmm. Beckham, we know he is. Mm-hmm. Mike Evans, quiet baller. He's got a little flash to him, but he's an old school. I don't think he's a diva at all. Antonio Brown, diva. Jordy Nelson, throwback. Brandon Cooks, kind of a throwback. I don't think he's over the top. I don't think he's over the top diva. Amari Cooper, absolute throwback.
He's not a superstar, though.
Well, he was eighth in the NFL last year with 1,200 yards catching.
You're missing
and
my
receiving.
Point.
I'm just saying.
There's certain guys that are just, they stand above. If you don't know the game,
yeah,
you still know who they are. Antonio Brown is one. Odell is one. I mean.
But why? Is it because, I mean, I
T.O. was. Chad Ocinco was.
Antonio Brown was fifth in yards receiving. I know he's
Antonio Brown
great, but is he definitely number one? I mean, I don't know. What's the
but he's
difference?
A superstar.
I would take Mike Evans over Antonio Brown right now. No doubt about it.
I don't even know what the conversation is. I'm talking about superstars who view themselves as the thing that stirs the drink.
You think Mike Evans is a superstar?
He's getting there. Mike Evans has the lowest yards after catch in the NFL last year. So, yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, he gets some deep balls because Jameis is a 9+ yards per completion with him.
Yep.
The dude does not he's not a game changer in the sense of, I'm going to catch a pass, and I'm going to go 70.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact reason that they brought DeSean Jackson there.
True.
Because they needed a guy, as Rondé Silt told us on Monday,
mm-hmm.
to take top off their defense.
Yep.
Mike Evans is going to catch everything that comes his way.
Oh, yeah, he's got
hell,
great
he
hands.
Caught those floaters from Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M. Seriously.
He did. Those are some fun games.
But he's not a super athletic, you know, give me your best your cover corner who's 6 foot and can run with anybody and let me beast him. That's not him.
Well, he's beasting somebody. I mean, and he's drawing the best cornerback every time he plays. He's always going to get that assignment. So he might not beast them in the way that you defined it, mm-hmm. but he's just beasting them differently.
Yes.
Because he's still getting in the end zone and he's still getting a ton of yards.
Yeah, but do you
so
tell me
the method of beasting is different, but he's still beasting.
Tell me the last non-red zone highlight that you've watched of Mike Evans.
But is that the ultimate definition of a superstar?
No, I mean, I'm just talking about a diva. I'm talking about a diva game changer who catches a slant and goes 70 and lays five jocks on the 35 yard line.
Okay, that's
you know what I mean?
That's one aspect. Another aspect is making like a sick one handed catch where he taps both toes. He might not leave five jocks on, but he dots the I and he might fall out of bounds, but he gains you 23 yards. I mean, I see Mike Evans make catches that nobody in the NFL
he's
makes.
Big, man. He's
I know,
big.
That's
he's
part like, of his beastiness.
Half the time Tampa Bay is playing with three tight ends.
Seriously. Yeah, they are, actually.
Right? Between Howard and Cam Braid and then him.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how you defend that.
Well, the point is, I wanted to play something from Beckham. All right? That's why we just got into the Beckham conversation. He said this yesterday.
I forgot what the conversation was about.
We always get back on track. Although I thought what we just hit was pretty good. If I'm a fan, I'm sitting back. I'm enjoying that receiver conversation. Hopefully you did.
You're like, wait, is my guy a diva?
Yeah, exactly. So here is Odell Beckham on the Giants routes and the reason for dropped passes. Go ahead, guys.
I was talking to Coach today, and the routes that we're running, and you know the DBs. I talked to him after the game. He's like, "We know you're running a certain route." So it was just me putting extra on to a route to try and create more space.
You said DBs told you they know what route you're on?
Yeah, I mean they study film. And I was talking to Hargroves after the game, and he's just like, "You know, we know a lot of what you're doing." But it just comes to the point where you have to trust it. You know, you have to trust him to make the throw like he did.
You know, sometimes he sounds most times he sounds measured.
Yeah.
He sounds in control.
That's exactly what I was talking about, how he sounds.
Yeah.
That's how he is.
Oh, I get that.
When he's not around football, that's how he is. He's smart. He has a unbelievable football IQ.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a smart kid as well.
I do, too.
But I know he's crafting a brand. You know what I mean?
But doesn't that fundamentally annoy you a little bit?
If he wasn't on my team, I've told you this, I'd hate him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a huge Odell Beckham Jr. fan.
But he's on my team, so
he's not a big fan.
He's my dude.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I get what he's saying in that clip right there. When a DB knows what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Giants have kind of forced themselves into this.
Because they're predictable, because they can't run.
Well, yes, and they can't pass protect. So the ball's got to come out of Eli's hands in three steps.
That's true.
Right? So if you're standing there, you're like, all right, dude, I got to take maybe two steps back unless he tries to run past me. But we always have help over the top on him.
Yep.
So, I mean, if I'm a DB, I'm just like, all right, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't beat me. Right? I know you can't. You're not running a longer than five-step route because if you run longer than five steps.
Eli's getting hit.
Yep. Or he's compromised or throwing the ball on a weird angle or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he's saying there is that he tries to put a little bit extra into his route. Like, I got to do an extra stem or I got to do an extra step or push off,
mm-hmm.
which is harder to do this season because it's a point of emphasis for referees.
Mm-hmm.
You've already seen a ton of offensive pass interference calls.
Yep.
It's because it's a point of emphasis this year. So whereas as last year or year before, Odell could know a predictable – or a DB could know a predictable play is coming with Odell, and he could – push off, right? He could get some separation. Just put his body into you, give a little bit of a shove, get some separation. Eli sticks it in that window. He catches it for whatever, 6-7 yards, or maybe he goes 30, right? He can't do that anymore this year. And so he's trying to do it by churching up his route a little bit. But the problem is that throws off the timing. And we saw it when he dislocated his finger, right, in this game this past weekend. The ball got there about half a second too quick because he had to put an extra half a step on his route.
Mm-hmm.
And his finger got, you know, jammed back and dislocated, and it was an incomplete pass.
And lucky for you, if you didn't see it in real time, just go to Odell Beckham Jr.'s Instagram account. And, of course, he's got a picture of his broken finger so the whole world could see just how tough he is and what he went through.
Yes. Those suck, by the way.
I'm not sure. I'm not saying they're fun.
But
first of all, did you see the picture of the finger being bent backwards?
Yeah, I was watching the game. Yeah,
no, but have you seen the still shot of the finger just being?
Yes,
but
he has.
He just referenced that.
Yeah, I know. So like, I understand. He put up like that looks painful. Like I don't begrudge him for putting it up there.
Football's a tough sport.
Yeah, but I don't begrudge him for putting up that picture.
He's a showboat. He's got to show the whole world he was in pain. Come on, that's what he's doing. I mean, quite literally, that's what he's doing. Look at me.
I think in his defense, someone else put it up first. He just kind of re-grammed it.
Yes.
I'm gonna call you on that.
All right, check
so
it
just
out.
I've seen it all over the
social media verse and not from him. So he may put it up too, but I've seen it all over the place.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm going on what's on his account.
How often do we see Torrey Holt walking around showing how messed up his mangled finger is or Anthony Munoz?
Yeah. What do you know? Right on Odell Beckham Jr.'s Instagram account. Of course it is.
What does it say?
Oh, my finger. What does it say? Horses don't stop. They keep going. Still loyal. Oh, these hashtags. Good God. These kids, this generation. I know I sound like I'm 90. I'm not even close, but good God almighty. Just be a team guy once in a while, will you? Stay the course. They see us rolling. Hashtag OBJ. Still loyal, still true. Cut from the same cloth. How about this hashtag? You haven't won yet.
He wishes he had them.
No, I don't. I really don't. I'm so happy he's not on my team. I went through this with Keyshawn, and I'll tell you what. Keyshawn couldn't shine Odell Beckham's shoes in terms of pure natural talent. Keyshawn, number one pick coming out of USC. Beckham, whatever he was, 11th, whatever 11th, right, whatever number he was, coming out of LSU. I mean, Keyshawn was supposed to be a lot better than he turned out to be. He played for a bunch of teams, and he was good, but he wasn't much more than that. Odell Beckham Jr. is superior to Keyshawn, but just that me element, I'm not a fan of it. I don't think he's as much of a me guy
as we said. So they just replayed this Eduardo Nunez thing here on the ALDS.
You try and change course. We got to get to a break here in a second.
All anyways, 2-1, obviously. Astros still leading over the Red Sox. He did have a huge brace on his knee.
Mm-hmm.
So that swing probably tweaked something.
Was it his first step? Was it on home plate? Because home plate's slippery. A lot of people don't realize that. Those spikes, they slip.
I think it was on the swing, BT.
It was on the swing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It's his left knee. So when he's coming down, I still haven't seen it. I'll find it on Twitter. That can't be a good sign.
No.
He limped
right out of the box, I know.
Okay. All right. Good job on that. Coming up next here, Teague, two different leadership styles. Let's get into it. The way Winston leads and the way Brady leads. They seem different, but actually a lot of the same characteristics. And I think this is a real stage, not just because it's Thursday night, but there's some symbolism tonight for Winston.
I agree.
Really curious how he plays. Let's get more into the game coming up, which we will. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Tiki Barber here. I'm going to tell you about a supplement that I take every day that's helped me refine my prime. If you're overweight, lack energy, or just looking to up your game, M-Drive has a product just for you. M-Drive Workforce provides a sustained energy to power you through your busy workday. M-Drive Boost and Burn will help you burn that unwanted fat. M-Drive Prime will help you get off the couch and get started. And M-Drive Elite with 5 clinically tested ingredients is for the athlete in you. M-Drive contains clinically tested ingredients that help increase your energy and boost natural T levels. M-Drive also helps increase performance, including strength, stamina, endurance, vitality, and recovery. Now go purchase M-Drive at any Walgreens, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and GNC. But for my listeners only, go to ordermdrive.com. That's ordermdrive.com. ordermdrive.com and enter the promo code TIKI, that's T-I-K-I, and receive 25% off your purchase today. Refind your prime with M-Drive.
Oh, it's on. The legendary Guns N' Roses back with more dates on their Not In This Lifetime tour. Featuring Axl, Slash, and Duff playing all their hits. See the most amazing live event in rock. Get your tickets now, livenation.com. I'm going Wednesday, brother. Garden's going to be lit.
Get your tickets here.
Get your tickets here. Get your tickets here.
I think Bruno Mars last night was also Live Nation.
I believe you're right.
I'm forgetting the name of his tour, but yes, it was also Live Nation.
Guns N' Roses is a little more my speed. Bruno Mars, very talented musician. I wouldn't turn down those kind of tickets for sure, but this is the kind of concert I aggressively seek going to. Bruno, I'd have to stumble upon them. A little bit of a different speed.
And they hooked you up.
And did they hook it up? Fourth row. Mm. Fourth row from the stage at the Garden.
They're repaying us crazy. For doing an awesome promo for them. 5-10 winners, actually. 10 winners.
We did 10. And the grand prize.
Yep. To Las Vegas.
Yeah.
November 7th, right?
I was looking. You know what? I was looking at. Then I want to ask you about the.
17th. November 17th it is.
I want to ask you about. I thought I was. Yeah, here it is. About Brady and Winston, obviously, here. But this tour, there's still some time. I mean,
they're everywhere.
That's what I'm looking at now. Yeah. So
they were in Canada, I know.
They were in Philly this past weekend, mm-hmm. coming to the Garden for a couple days, Prudential Center as well in Newark, New Jersey. Then they hit D.C. Then they go to Boston the end of October, Hartford, Connecticut. They roll through Ohio. They go up to Canada late October. Where are they on? Are they playing Halloween night? No, they're playing the 30th in Canada. Then they bounce back down a little bit to Michigan. Then they head out to Kentucky. I mean, they're hitting everything.
Yeah.
Chicago, Milwaukee at the Bradley Center, Houston, Nashville. That'd probably be pretty fun in Nashville. Tulsa, and of course, wrap it up. Oh, they're indoors in Oakland, right? Yeah, that's at Oracle, not at the Coliseum. And then they finish up in Vegas. So what a great event. I heard it's awesome.
Yeah.
I heard it's been going
now, how
awesome.
Can they not be? As long as his voice is still together, which I think it is.
No, that's what they're saying. You never do know, though. I mean, you really, you know.
Yeah, because he sings hard, man.
What did I don't profess to be outside of like loving music, I don't pretend to really know. Mm-hmm. But one of my buddies was telling me that there's like a barely identified, barely visible percentage of people that can actually hit the eighth octave, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. And mm-hmm. if I'm not making sense musically, it's because I just don't know. Yeah. But it's something good.
Well, Samter was talking
and
about
this. And he's one of them that could actually hit it.
Samter was talking about this, right? Because
there's
only
bring
a
this
few...
up too? About Axl hitting the eighth octave. Was that you?
There's only a few that can do it, and even more. And Whitney is not one. Was not one.
Whitney
I should
Houston
say.
Could not do it.
Could not.
Mm.
Wasn't Mariah
but Axl
Carey?
Could do it.
Wasn't Mariah in her day?
Younger Mariah yeah. swinging on the swing. Mariah. Maybe. Anyway.
So apparently Axl can
contribute. Sam.
Axl actually has a higher vocal range than Mariah.
How many octaves are there?
Nine. There's a lot. I think. The highest is seven. I think there are some that can do eight. There's one or two that can do
eight.
There's
only a couple that can do eight.
There's a few, like five or six that can do seven. Axl can do six. Hmm. And Mariah does five.
Wow, he's higher than Mariah.
Wow. No, it's not higher. It's not, it's range.
It's not falsetto.
It's not how high or low you can go. How high and low you can go and how many octaves you can reach in between.
Oh, all right, just learned something.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't profess to know this.
Can definitely hit a higher octave than Axl, but her range is still very incredible.
I got you. Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Let's play two cuts for you. First up, Jameis Winston. Big stage. He's ready, and he's pumped to go against Tom Brady.
Really just a blessing to get a chance. Me personally, I don't like talking about me, but getting a chance to witness greatness in front of us with Tom Brady coming into town. It gets you pumped up.
All right, so I said there's a little symbolism here for Jameis Winston. Yep. Without overstating this, it's not even a conference game. But there are certain games as a young quarterback where, especially if it's a standalone game, Thursday, Sunday, Monday night, you know, late 4 o'clock game, Nance and Romo, or back in the day, Nance and Sims, everybody's watching. This is a game, and we all know he's good, but this is a game where you kind of measure yourself. I can't wait to see how he plays tonight.
Look,
really
when the stage gets big and the opponent on the other side of that stage is as dominant and as historic as Tom Brady, it's motivating, right? It's one of those things that you look forward to. You gear yourself up. You want to be on par with your counterpart. And so when you talk about Jameis Winston tonight,
mm-hmm.
that's what he's thinking about. I got to tell you, be honest, BT, that's probably what his teammates are thinking about as well.
You mean about him?
About him. They want him to be like Tom. You know, they mm-hmm. want him to be that guy who leads them to championships, who, you know, in any given situation, if you're down by, you know, five with, you know, 10 seconds, whatever, 45 seconds left, he's going to run the field, and you can guarantee it, right? So the only way to get to that point is to be in that point, in that moment, and take advantage of it. So there's a lot at stake for him tonight, I think.
Yeah, in terms of reputation, like mm-hmm. to continue the conversation that, you know, he is this clearly ascending mm-hmm. superstar.
Yes.
We all know he's getting better in increments, and you and Ron, they certainly touched on it on Fox with Kenny. Ron, they obviously more because he lives there and he knows that team.
Yeah,
so
he played him since day one.
Absolutely. But, you know, he's still prone to the, you know, try to wedge it in there, double, triple coverage. Yep. I'm okay. I would rather have that, provided you could eventually get through to the young man. And I think that they will because I think his IQ is high enough. But I'd much rather, much like somebody on the radio or TV, right? The old adage is it's a lot easier to tone somebody down than wind you up. If you're if you don't have natural charisma or flair or presence, it's really hard to create that template. And if you're a quarterback and, you know, you're a dinker and a dunker and you're safe, it's just out of your character when somebody says, hey, you got to start taking some chances. It's not natural.
Yeah,
it's natural for Jameis to try to sling it.
Well, here's the thing. Every young quarterback is going to throw interceptions, right? They just are, right?
Yeah.
So do you want your young quarterback to be throwing interceptions, taking risk, and sometimes being successful and learning how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want your young quarterback to be Brock Osweiler, who's going to dink and dunk his way to, you know, 6.8 yards per attempt, which was well below the league average last year, and also throw interceptions?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reward.
That's
right?
True.
The risk is always going to be there because you're a young player, but there's no reward.
Yeah.
I think Jameis Winston gives you both, and he started to tone down. No interceptions, no turnovers last week against the New York Giants, and become more of that responsible leader that any good team needs to have.
Tiki's 23 years old. I mean, young kid's 23. He's played 36 games in his career.
You're right.
I mean, to play, to have 35, tonight's number 36, mm-hmm. to have 35 starts under your belt and you're 23 and you've got that arm and that leadership and that charisma and that presence and that moxie, and we all watched him on Hard Knocks, and he's going to be a superstar.
He is.
I mean, this is the kind of person, I don't know if it's 4 years, if it's 6 years, if it's 3 years, we'll be watching him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Without a doubt in my mind.
Look, they got some, I don't want to say it's issues, but they got a lot of guys they got to hang on to and wrap up.
You're talking about down the road?
I'm talking about almost immediately.
Like who?
Like Mike Evans.
Well, they're going to absolutely do that. Well, of course, where's Mike Evans going?
Well, it's all about the money, BT. It's all about can they do it? They've drafted so well.
Yeah.
Right? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yep. A lot of these guys are coming due at the same time. Hmm. So you're not getting rid of Mike Evans. You're not getting rid of.
Who else, though? Who else do they really have to worry about?
A couple of defenders.
Probably let Doug Martin walk. So, I mean,
Quan Alexander. Yeah, Quan Alexander.
Quan, that's
up.
True. Forgot about him.
Levante David as well.
Yeah. He's not playing tonight, is he?
I haven't seen the injury report. I'd be surprised if
he plays, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're compromised a little bit defensively, which doesn't bode well for them because the Pats are one. Are they number one in the league? Maybe they're either one or two in the league in offense right now. So you're going up against a depleted.
Although Gronk. Gronk
defense.
Gronk's limited. Gronk, that's his official.
You're right.
You know. So
there's a lot of storylines in this game.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Good venue. I hope the weather. I hope it's not wet. I hope it's not a wet field.
Yeah, we had that
really
last week.
In Tampa. I know.
We had that last week. It was okay all day, and then it rained, and it just made the field, because the field's not great down there.
No, it's always pretty soggy.
It's soggy.
Gives a little bit.
It's got sand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you said that during the game.
It's an odd field. Yeah.
Second best thing you said during the game. The first was, of course, the Tiki and Tierney reference.
Yes, Brandon Tierney, my co-host on Tiki
really
and Tierney.
First, yeah,
we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, we do. I mean, well, not all the time, but that was a good insert.
It was.
All right. What do we have coming up now? We got the blast, which is always cool. Some predictions official on tonight. We'll play the Tom Brady cut as well. His thoughts on the start of the season, obviously very uneven. Offense rolling, defense not. Pats look a little different this year, but we know they're the Pats, so you don't throw them in the graveyard yet. Let's get the update from ACK. We'll come back and do what I just said.
So,
Tiki and Tierney. I don't know if that actually affected the point, the spread. I think it was 5.5 last I checked. That's what it's been there for a while. But without Gronk, you would imagine it would drop down a point or at least a half a point, right?
Especially because Tampa's home.
Although, yeah, true. That's a big number. I hear you. They're basically saying that the Pats are 8 points better than the Bucs right now.
And, yep.
You know, I'm not feeling that, but listen.
Not with the worst defense in the league.
I hear you, but if the Pats came out tonight, and I'll use the word stun, if the Pats came out tonight and won 31-10, would you be stunned?
No.
Even without Gronk?
No, because that's.
See, I would.
I
think that's, and you know, who knows what's right or wrong.
Yeah.
But that really illustrates just how much I think they have wrong with them.
Here's the other side of this with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sometimes they're quick hitters. They had a couple of big plays against the Giants.
Yep.
They're scoring drives, and they struggled to win that game. And I think they're better than the Giants. But they struggled to win that game. They're scoring drives, four plays, two plays, two plays. So
sometimes you got to grind out a 13-play, methodical.
And
I'm with you.
Okay. They couldn't.
All right.
And Giants dominated, absolutely dominated time possession.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't even
It was
close.
A big number. It was true. Big
really
disparity.
Big
maybe that changed with Doug Martin. They've got their running back back, but we shall see. All right, you ready for a little blast?
Yep, let's.
Let's go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you 5 stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for The Blast with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, here we go. Jerry Rice, this is interesting, is suddenly taking up crashing weddings as a hobby. Who would you be most thrilled to have crashed your wedding?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, good call.
Because he'd be crazy.
Good call.
Everybody'd be cracking up, and it'd be memorable.
Call.
And the only thing you need in a wedding from a wedding crasher is memories.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like part of me's like,
what if he crashes one and they're like, "Who are you?
Yo, get out!
We don't know you.
Who's this old guy?
Still a goat. Never seen you.
I could sit up here at the dais if I want. That's what he could say. Here's the thing, though. Like, I would be inclined to say, well, maybe like Jennifer Aniston, but it's your wedding night, so that it can't be somebody the opposite sex.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
You know what I mean? So I'm going Rat Pack. I'm throwing back to the 50s and 60s. I'm going Rat Pack.
Yeah,
how's that sound?
Jerry Rice goes a little like overboard, though. It's because these are at his golf club.
Yeah,
so he memorized finalizes the wedding schedule.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's not like he's just knocking on a door. Yeah, it is his country club. You're right. He's Jerry Rice.
And I'm sure they're probably paying him to, like, do this.
I don't think they're paying him. He's going to, like, a bomb. I don't think so. Does he need the money? Jeremy Lin doesn't need money, but he's trying to explain something. He responded in perfect fashion. Kenyon Martin dissed his dreadlocks. Basically, Kenyon said that, you know, why do you have dreads? You're not black. Basically, that's what he said.
Yep.
Jeremy Lin, what a classy response.
That's a great response.
He out-intellected him. How about this?
Yeah, he says, hey, and it's all good. You don't have to like my hair, and definitely entitled to your own opinion. Actually, I legit grateful for you sharing it. At the end of the day, I appreciate that I have dreads and you have Chinese tattoos, but I think it's a sign of respect. And I think as minorities, the more we appreciate each other's cultures, the more influence in mainstream society we can have.
I think Jeremy Lin's, and I noticed that the other night against the Knicks, I think that looks terrible. I just think that's an ugly look. It looks like the missing link from the WWF in 1988, if you remember that guy. But
well, the picture we have up there is less styled than the one he had the other day, where it was like all over the place, man.
But what a response. Hey, Kenyon, check your arm. You got Chinese letters.
Yes, and that's a great answer. You are not Chinese.
That's good. Take those off. All right, FS1. These are taking off. The Knicks subway ads ripping the team. Although, to be fair, it was kind of not so much a rip. It was a little mispositioned here. But were the ads a low blow? And it was like, are you in or are you out? Is it hopeless or are you whatever the word they use? But
why did they take these down?
Because James Dolan complained. James Dolan has, there's one shot. There's the hopeless or helpless. But the other side was positive. Listen, I don't understand the connection FS1 with Dolan. I don't know if I'm missing something here. Am I? What am I missing?
Dolan called.
Well, I know that he called, but I mean, like, it's not under his umbrella. It's not like a Knick entity or like my old radio station, which carries the Knick games. It's not like they did this, where I could see the Knicks who, you know, grant you the rights to call the games and have them on your air. It's not like they chime. I don't know. It's very odd, though. But
yeah.
FS1, you know what the bottom line with FS1 is? They don't get the New York market.
Yeah.
It's more West Coast-centric. They do some good things here. I thought that was a big swing to miss. That was odd. Even though they might be right. Nah, they're going to be okay this year. I say that every year. USC player being investigated for assault after pushing down a Washington State fan who was rushing the field. Was the player in the wrong?
No.
I know you saw the video
of
this.
No, he was not wrong.
Not in the wrong, huh?
No.
Did you see the video?
I did. Because, look, when you're trying to get off the field and people are harassing around you, you have that aggression still from the game. Players got to watch out. Or not players. The fans need to watch out. Because players are not in the mindset to be like, oh, yeah, your team, good job to your team. They want to get off the field.
I feel like I want to challenge you on this, but I can actually see both sides. You'd like to have the player kind of have the awareness, I'm bigger than this person, this kid might be drunk, or this young lady, or, you know, both combined. Let me just not, you know, flex my strength, my obvious strength, the disparity. But, you know, also, you just finished up a game. I mean, your emotions are flying. You're all raging. People are flying at you. I'm going to give a pass here. I don't like this as a common practice, but I can understand why somebody would get a little twisted on that. Moving on. Airline. This is crazy. Accuses NHL player Yuri Hudler, whatever his name is, of demanding cocaine on a flight.
What? Why would you even ask for that?
I have no idea.
Hello, sir. Trying to
pee on a food cart.
Would you like a beverage? give me cocaine.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on a flight?
I don't know if I've ever seen anything crazy on a flight. The only thing that scared the hell out of me on a flight is that we remember sitting on a runway, and it was a thunderstorm, so we were just holding, and then we decided we'd start moving, and we take off. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
With the Giants or with
no,
private?
This is after the fact. And we get struck by lightning.
What?
I'm telling you.
In Major League when they got the plane taped together?
Dude, it was insane.
I didn't see anything, but I did hear, let's just say, the Mile High Club had a few new entries, and it was quite loud. And trust me, I wasn't sitting right next to the bathroom either. Well, I think we were about 12 or 13 rows away. We're having fun.
Time's up. The blast is over for another day.
All right, so it is official. Gronk is officially out.
Yes.
Let me see if the line changed here. I am curious. We said it was 5.5. Oh, you know what? Hey, wanted to play that Brady cut. Brady on the current state of the Pats and what's going on and all that. Here's Tom Brady, the great, the all-time, the best ever, Tom Brady, the Pats.
The score always dictates, you know, how you play certain games. I mean, so important in the NFL to get a lead and feel like you're playing from ahead. And we've had that, but it's kind of been back and forth. And, you know, we haven't been really in control too often.
All right, by the way, it has dropped a point from 5.5 to 4.5. Might drop
makes
even
sense.
More.
Yeah, it makes
I
sense.
Guess it does. Let me ask you this. Like, you talk about the aging process and how he has, you know, just kept it at bay, and it's nothing short of amazing. But do you think, maybe this is overthinking it on my part, but do you think there's a possibility, if he's forced to throw the ball 40 times every week, arm fatigue down the road? I mean, is that going to catch up to him?
You would think so, but he's so into this new, I don't know, diet, this TB12 things that he has going on, his workout regimen. People have been around him. They say he looks as young as he's ever looked.
Yep.
And physically, it's not showing. You know what I mean? He's not getting hit a lot, so he's not getting sacked. So that attrition side of it's not taking hold. But, I mean, how long can he do this? I have no idea. I mean, usually by this point, guys, you just start to look old. Even Brett Favre, who was, you know, taking teams deep into the postseason at this point, like there were points where he looked old, right? Physically, he looked old.
He did. His beard gray. Mm-hmm. The appearance looked old.
Tom looks young.
He looks youthful. He's got this. I mean, not to sound, you know, like I'm checking him out. I mean, but he's got this youthful glow to him. I don't even know how else to describe it. He looks like a model. Like he looks like
You're
he doesn't
right.
get touched
You're
every
right.
game. I mean, it's amazing.
You think he dyes his hair?
I don't think he does. I mean,
dude, he's got.
You think
to.
He does?
He's 40.
My dad doesn't have a gray in his hair.
Really?
My dad doesn't have a gray hair. No, my dad's 73.
You're
74.
Your dad's never dyed his hair.
No, I swear to God.
That's a lie.
No, I swear to God. Why would I lie? Nobody even knows my dad. He's watching now. He knows I'm telling the truth.
You have gray in your beard, and you're 20 years younger. Than
hey,
it. 30
my,
years
it,
younger.
But obviously, the fact that my dad has hair to dye means nothing. I mean, look at my head.
Good point.
I don't even have hair. So the fact that he has no gray and I have, what does that mean? It's already, like that comparison's already ended.
I bet Tom dyes his hair.
But why do you say that? I mean, just because you think of the age? I mean, are there visible signs? I mean, why do you just say that? I mean, I never even thought about that.
I mean, he's married to beautiful young-looking, even though she's getting up there, too, at age,
hey,
Giselle.
Listen, let's not turn this into Cam Newton here.
They
take
both,
it easy,
they
buddy.
Both, I was just
she
saying,
looks great.
Of course she looks amazing, but it's not like she's 25 years old.
How old is Giselle now? Is she touching 40?
She's got to be...
Mid-30s?
Mid-30s.
How old is Giselle?
I mean,
or Mike, she's got to be about 35 or 36,
she looks
right?
amazing.
She does. She's held up incredibly well. That's why she's a supermodel. It probably comes with the territory.
My point is...
37. Thank you.
Yeah, right. You're right.
37,
on
yeah.
My point is, he's with a beautiful, young looking.
Yeah, but sometimes the ladies like a little gray in the beard, a little sage.
So,
little sage style.
He's got to stay on par for when they go
salt
to the.
Pepper.
You know, these highfalutin events.
You think?
In tuxes.
I don't think so, man.
Looking great. He's from a little just,
I don't
just,
think so.
A little just for men up there.
Diesel, you think he does?
Of course he does.
He's got such a hater. I don't think he does.
Not a hater? It's his fact. I'm
so
not mad at him.
You tell me nobody in the world who's 40. Cannot have a natural
Dude,
color hair
he's got a
without gray.
Job. He's got one of the most stressful jobs in the world.
Stressful? He never loses. What the hell's so stressful about
it? He's a starting quarterback.
Stressful is being
the...
a quarterback for the three other teams in the division that he plays in. That's stressful.
Good point.
I mean, he's on autopilot. Same coach, same owner. You know, great stadium, great fans. Autopilot.
I wish somebody would actually ask him that question now. Hey Tom, you look amazing.
You know, I think that he would actually answer that, and I think
he'd
have fun with it.
I know he would.
I think he would. You know,
it's not. I mean, it's not relevant to anything, but it would be interesting to know.
I know he doesn't drink much, at all.
Doesn't eat tomatoes.
Doesn't have ice cream. I mean, it seems like he's really such a boring existence.
No, he does have ice cream.
It's but it's kale ice cream or avocado, which is basically like not having ice cream. I mean, you may as well put sprinkles on kale and you know whatever else you can put on it, but. I bet you when he does let it down, if he was to ever slam back 8-9 buds, I bet you'd be cool as hell to hang out with.
I guarantee you.
Right?
You're right.
Because I told you when I was hanging out with his dad and I was asking about Giselle, that I told you that story.
I don't think it.
This was probably, he was already firmly Tom Brady. I'll tell you the exact, this is 2012. And we were living in San Francisco just before we came back to help launch CBS Sports Radio. And I was doing TV. Jen was selling for Comcast,
mm-hmm.
home of the Niners and the Warriors, et cetera. And I was doing a lot of TV for them. Like, it's like their local thing, like SNY here or Yes here. And I was in the green room, and I was getting ready. I was getting my makeup on. Tom's dad was going on. They were playing in the Super Bowl that year. I forget who they were playing. And he's such a nice guy, cordial, cool, approachable. So we just started kind of shooting the breeze. And within 30 seconds, I bring it to Giselle. I'm like, so how do you not stare at Giselle during Thanksgiving? How do you not just stare at your daughter-in-law? And he was cool because, like, it didn't sound weird. And, did it in a way where it wasn't weird. But he's like, listen, she's a great mom. Like, I know what you're saying. I know she's Giselle. But to us, she's just Tom's wife, and she's a great mom and cool family.
Does he get it done tonight? And are we taking the points now without Kronk?
You know, I was so pro take the Bucks with the points without Gronk and that defense. I'm going to take the Bucks on the money line. I take the Bucks to win this game.
You heard it here first.
Taking the Bucks. How about you?
First. Huh? I'm just following you. You're sharp.
It's a smart move. We'll see you tomorrow.
When it comes to safety, there's nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. When they don't work, you're in big trouble. You don't ever want to feel like you can't stop. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. They've got brands you trust like Brake Best and Brake Best Select. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts and accessories you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/block for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/block.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.